Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Lou Burdett. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Warren Hacker. And now, play ball. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. Mathews moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Logan reaches second base with a double. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is called out on strikes. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Logan scores. It's 2-0, Braves. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Braves. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell bunts towards third. Matthews throws towards first. Adcock fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Adcock. Temple moves to third. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Temple scores. Bell moves to second. It's Braves, 2, Reds, 2. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Post moves to third. It's 3-2, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Crow moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Logan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Bruton reaches second base with a double. Logan goes all the way around to score. It's Braves, 3, Reds, 3. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bruton moves to third. One out. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burdett hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bruton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Braves. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hacker strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a line drive towards short. Logan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds 3. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Braves. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Bruton fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Bruton. Robinson moves to third. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bell strikes out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to home to get Robinson. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 3. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Logan is hit by the pitch. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey strikes out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke is hit by the pitch. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards second. O'Connell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 3. The Braves will come to bat. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Burdett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Warren Hacker. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 3. The Braves will come to bat. Brooks Lawrence now pitching. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Logan takes first base on ball 4. Adcock moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adcock moves to third. Logan moves to second. 2 outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 3 in the game. Crandall is walked intentionally. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Burdett hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crow for the out. 1 out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. 2 outs. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 3. The Braves will come to bat. Alex Gramas now playing shortstop. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aaron is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawrence fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Brooks Lawrence. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 5-4, Braves. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.